The House Natural Resources and Energy Committee is considering a bill to require Vermont Yankee to reserve $40 million to restore the Vernon site to its pre-industrial condition. Arnie Gunderson, a nuclear engineer and Yankee critic, told the panel that 6 out of 104 nuclear plants around the country are closing because they're no longer economic or they need expensive repairs. Gunderson says Yankee could be next.
If the plant doesn't make economic sense tomorrow, they're gone. So for us as a state, to expect that Vermont Yankee's going to run for 20 more years is fiscally irresponsible.
Gunderson says Entergy Corporation, Yankee's owner, is looking at major expenses in the future. These include a $200 million bill to replace its condenser and potentially another $40 million in modifications that will be required as a result of the nuclear accident in Fukushima, Japan. When Entergy bought the plant a decade ago, it promised to restore the site to a, quote, green field, meaning it would remove all the above and below ground structures. Yankee's fund to decommission the plant now totals about $540 million. Gunderson says that may not be sufficient.
Because at the end of the day, when the fund is depleted, there may not be funds to get to Greenfield.
Committee Chairman Tony Klein says the Greenfield bill is unlikely to advance before the scheduled adjournment in early May. But Klein says the committee wanted to start work this year, the first half of the legislative biennium.
You know, we had an agreement with Entergy that they agreed to do above and beyond. And, you know, there's a real concern that that's just not going to happen.
A pro-Yankee nuclear engineer says the legislature should not be overly worried that the state will be left footing the bill if Entergy closes the plant. Howard Schaefer is from Enfield, New Hampshire, and worked for years in the nuclear industry. He says the federal government would not allow Entergy to walk away.
The issue of will there be enough money is a serious one, but I also think it will be found that the federal government laws override the state laws that allow somebody to go bankrupt and run away from their responsibility. That's Congress' intent, and they're going to find the original owners and make them pay.
The Nuclear Regulatory Commission has required Entergy to obtain a line of credit to bolster its decommissioning trust fund. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon in Montpelier.